At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover with John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back in the Kia Studios in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is John Chuckery Show, hanging out with you on this Monday evening. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the program. Watching the Braves right now, they're down 1-0 here as Strider is in the, what inning is this? He's in the third inning. So see if the Braves can come back tonight. This is your night look, though, at all things Atlanta Falcons. It is the Falcons flyover. Yeah, Falcons did make a couple of promotions today in their front office. This according to Jonathan Jones of CBS Sports. Atlanta has moved Kyle Smith up to assistant GM and Ryan Pace, the former Bears GM, to director of player personnel. Wasn't Ryan Smith fired because the Bears were not very good? Oh, okay. Says Smith has been with the Falcons since 2021 as vice president of player personnel, joining the club the same year general manager Terry Fontenot. He was previously with Washington from 2011 to 2020, moving from scout to vice president of player personnel in his last year with the team. Pace, the former Bears GM, joined the Falcons last year as a senior personnel executive. Pace and Fontenot worked together for many years with the Saints before Pace became Chicago's GM back in 2015. He compiled a 48-65 record with the Bears before he was fired after a 6-11 season. So again, I guess we'll sign more Bears players. Is that what we're going to do? That's what we can look forward to, is having more Bears players signed, whatever like that. So, again, I... Whatever. I'll say it like this. I like Kyle Smith. I think that's a good promotion. I ain't sold on Ryan Pace, though. Sorry. I'm not sold. He didn't do nothing with the Bears. Obviously, you know, he was fired from that job, and not after a Thomas Dimitroff type of tenure. Wasn't there for 15 years or something like that. No, he was fired after a few years, and that was it. So, okay, he's our player personnel guy, a guy who couldn't get anything done with the Chicago Bears. All right, I mean, whatever. I mean, obviously it's all on Terry Fontenot, but still, when you have the guys underneath you, that's kind of your, you know, that's kind of the backbone of all of this thing. Not just what Terry Fontenot does, but, you know, when you got your scouting department and all these different kinds of things, I mean, that's the real backbone of your franchise. But we'll see. Again, you know, it is what it is on there. Now, this is a vote. So this comes from Falcons Wire. Matt Urban from Falcons Wire. I guess the Falcons Wire, which is basically the USA Today channel for the Atlanta Falcons, they did a fan vote, a fan poll, I should say, on ranking the final grades for offensive positions. Okay? Day-Day, what do you think the quarterback position received as a grade from the fans for the Falcons?
And they're grading letter, it like letter grade? Grade.
Yep, oh, okay. Letter grade. So A, B, C, D.
I'd say they probably gave us
E, F, G, H, I, J. Oh, sorry.
I mean, I like Ritter. I would imagine they gave him a B, maybe even a B plus.
C.
Really?
So I think that there are lots of, you know, again, questions. I think the fan base in some ways, I don't think they're necessarily completely split on this, but I think that there is enough of a division within the fan base about whether or not Ritter's going to be good or if he's just kind of a, you know, game manager, for lack of a better term, in it. What do you think they gave the running backs?
Definitely a B plus, maybe even an A.
Yeah, they got an A. And yeah, actually, 90.64% voted A, 8.77% voted B, and 0.58% voted C. I don't know how you would vote C after we had a 1,000-yard rusher as a rookie, but
and bring in a guy that is highly touted.
Right.
But real quick, back to your thought and comment about the quarterback and Ritter. And you said the fan base kind of, not necessarily split, but maybe kind of a split. Wasn't that kind of how it was, though, with Ryan when we transitioned?
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean, nobody knew anything about Matt Ryan when he came to Atlanta, right? I mean, nobody knew what Matt Ryan was going to become. Nobody really knew. I mean, yeah, some people had seen him at Boston College. I saw him play against Tech at Boston College. But I had no... How many people really watched Boston College games, right?
Right.
And we were so convinced that it was going to be either Glenn Dorsey or somebody else that the Matt Ryan pick came out of nowhere, right? Just kind of, and especially third in the draft. It was like, wait, is Matt Ryan worth the number three overall draft pick?
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, when Matt Ryan was here, let's face it, there was a faction of fans that were comparing him to Michael Vick. And didn't like him because he wasn't Michael Vick. I mean, let's be honest. Let's speak truth. I mean, so there was always that kind of element to it. All right, what do you think about wide receivers?
I'd say they probably gave us
and by the way, they split wide receivers from tight ends.
So Kyle Pitts wouldn't be in there.
Yeah, so they're not including tight ends. They have a separate grade for the tight ends.
So with Pitts not in there, I'd say a C.
B, believe it or not.
Okay.
And it was almost a C, 46.63% B, 42.33% C.
Okay.
So it was pretty close. You know, again, I think they're a C-level wide receiver group. It's not a deep group. London probably brings them up, but it's not a very deep group. Now, how about the tight ends?
B.
A.
Really?
With Pitts and Jonnu Smith.
Okay.
68.35%, 27.85%. How about left tackle?
B.
Close, but it was an A.
Nice.
50% gave Jake an A, 46% a B.
Okay.
I think Jake Matthews is a B-level tackle at this point of his career. I don't think he's an A-level tackle.
Not yet.
Left guard. Which obviously people are thinking that this will be Matthew Bergeron.
Right. With that thought process, I'm going to say low B.
Well, they gave him a B. So they don't do B plus, B minus. Just A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
But from a percentage standpoint, would it be kind of low?
42.33% gave him a B.
Okay.
36.13% had a C grade. How about center? This one surprises me a little bit.
Oh, well, if it surprises you, I'm going to say they gave him an A.
No, that was only 6.41%. They gave Drew Dahlman a B at 47.44.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, it was close, 41.03% for C. I would not give Dahlman a B grade at this point, but I'm a hater. Right guard, that should be pretty easy.
That's A.
Yeah. By the way, 86.49% of people voted him an A grade. 11.49 said B, and 2.02% had C. Can I tell you, if you were in that, I don't know how many people were in this poll, but if you were one of those 2% people that gave Chris Lindstrom a C grade, you should either have your, if you have season tickets, they should be taken away from you. If you ever want to go to a game again, they should bar you from entering Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You should never be allowed to go. You should be exiled to, you know, Macon or somewhere like that. If you voted Chris Lindstrom a C, who's the best football player on this team, make no mistake about it. Chris Lindstrom's the best football player on this team. If you gave him a C grade, you should have your fandom revoked if you're one of those people that voted him as a C. And right tackle, what do you think?
Caleb, I'd say Caleb maybe might have got a B, high B.
Yeah, he was 60.93% to 29.14% B versus A. So, yeah, he gets a B grade. And that's a fair grade. I think that's fair for what the grade was on there. So I'm still just looking at how anybody could give Chris Lindstrom a C, who's literally the best football player on this team. But anyway. All right. Bill Barnwell from ESPN, ESPN.com, he ranks his offensive arsenals that he does. So this is quarterback, running back, pass catchers, right? So running back, quarterback, pass catchers. He does his annual list. Now, the last 2 years, he's had the Falcons at, I had the number here, for the last 2 years, I think he had them, I thought he had them at 20, like 24th and 27th over the last 2 years. I'm trying to see here. It doesn't say. But I saw this earlier that I think he gave them 24th and 27th the last 2 years. All right, where do you think Bill Barnwell has quarterback, running back, pass catchers as far as best group of arsenals in the NFL? Where do you think he's got him number one?
I was going to say, is he doing 1 through 32, right?
Yes. So the Texans are 30. I can tell you, spoiler alert, the Texans are 32nd.
Falcons, I would say he's probably got them 22, 23.
So believe it or not, he's got them in the top 10.
Really? That's a first.
10. Yes.
That's a first.
So he writes, quote, when everyone's healthy, the Falcons will roll out a top 10 pick at running back, wide receiver, and tight end. No team since the AFL-NFL merger in 1970 has had a top 10 homegrown player at those three positions at the same time. And then they talk about, obviously, you know, Algier running for 1,000 yards last year. Quote, Tyler Algier was exceptional in this offense last season, averaging 4.9 yards per carry and 0.7 rushing yards over expected per snap. So running back should not be an issue. The Falcons should have the league's best 1-2 punch at halfback if Robinson lives up to expectations. And obviously they talk about Desmond Ridder and all this good kind of stuff. Quote, London was targeted on a whopping 30.9% of his routes, the fourth highest rate in football, and averaged 2.3 yards per route run. Give London the route, give London the 573 routes Garrett Wilson ran for the Jets as opposed to the 379 London ran, his numbers prorate to 109 catches for 1,309 yards. Well, okay, but that's a little bit of a misnomer. because we are such a run-heavy team that if you become a very pass-heavy team, then those numbers will go down. I can promise you. Guys will focus in on him more. Guys will try to take him out. Again, if you become a pass-happy team, then those numbers will flatten themselves out a little bit. But, again, we also had Kyle Pitts not be healthy, right? Cordarrelle Patterson missed games last year. So you had some things at play that allowed London to be targeted more, simply, if for nothing else, is because he played all season long. When we didn't have Kyle Pitts, at times we didn't have Cordarrelle Patterson. So Algier was a rookie who was maybe not established as much as a pass catcher. So again, when you don't have some of your offensive pieces, somebody's got – I mean, this is like the argument for Harry Douglas. Remember when Roddy and Julio were both out? I forget what year that was, but it was like 2012 or something like that. No, not 2012. That was the Super Bowl or the NFC Championship year. Whatever year it was in the Mike Smith era. Roddy and Julio were both out, and Harry had a 1,000-yard season. Yeah, because when Matt Ryan's going to throw it 600 times, somebody's got to catch all those passes. I mean, again, when Matt Ryan's going to complete 400 of 600 passes, somebody's got to catch those passes. And in this situation, it was Harry Douglas, who had a 1,000-yard season. Again, I mean, if he's going to throw it that much, and that was our philosophy, yeah, somebody's got to either catch those passes or, you know, they're going to be the target for it. So, yeah, I'm not surprised that he had 30% of the targets come his way simply because of the people that we had out. But, again, if you throw it that often, then teams are going to try to start taking you away. That's, again, those guys on the defensive side of the football get paid as well. So I understand what they're saying. And, yes, you know, when you prorate all the numbers and stuff like that, 109 catches, 1,309 yards. Look, I hope he has that much. That should be Kyle Pitts' numbers this year, right? How many times have I said that? Maybe Barnwell's listening to me. That should be Kyle Pitts' numbers. 109 catches, 1,309 yards. Because, again, you can't tell me that we're a unicorn and we're only 1,000 yards barely, you know, in a 17-game season with two touchdowns. That ain't going to cut it anymore. Either we have to have a difference maker or, again, it ends up being a pick that leaves you scratching your head. All right, Bet Boone, our Odyssey MLB insider, going to join us up next. Good conversation with him. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 929 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground.
But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is John Chuckery Show coming to you live on this Monday evening after a successful road trip to Cincinnati, one of the hottest teams in all of, maybe the hottest team in all of Major League Baseball, but the Braves were able to win 2 out of 3 games. And let's talk to a guy who we've talked to before, and he, of course, played for both of those franchises. We're joined by Brett Boone on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer, host of the Brett Boone Podcast, an Odyssey original featuring the most notable names in MLB and around the sports world every week. Brett, as always, buddy, appreciate it. Thanks for a few minutes in Atlanta again this evening.
You got it. My pleasure.
You know, that was a fun series this weekend with Cincinnati in the Atlanta Braves. Do you think that the Braves have kind of clearly, you know, separated themselves from the rest of the National League? Do you think that they're the best team in the National League right now?
Well, I'll tell you what, coming out of spring training, we have our preseason, you know, we all get together, we study all the notes, personnel and the rosters, and we come up with our picks. I picked the Braves as the best team, not only in the National League, in baseball. I think top to bottom, talent-wise, and I think this stage of the season, they haven't disappointed me yet. I mean, this is that lineup only equaled maybe in all of baseball by the Texas Rangers, who's been a breakout team in the American League. But top to bottom, this team is tough, and you've got everybody healthy this year. You know, Albie's having a big year. Acuna, you know, fully healthy now. 34 stolen bases. That's the thing that really stands out. Olsen's got 25 homers. Riley's solid year. Pitching staff's been great, second in the National League in pitching. And that's not even with your big guys and Kyle Wright and Max Fried. So I can't find a negative when it comes to the Braves. Yes. Short answer to your question, I think the Braves are the class of the National League.
You know, I'm going to get back to Ozzie in just a second, but you hit on something that I've talked a lot about on my show. It's the depth of this lineup. I mean, there doesn't feel like that there are easy outs in the middle of this lineup. I mean, everybody's kind of contributing in some form or fashion. Even some of the guys that maybe aren't having their best seasons, it seems like everybody is doing something to help this lineup win a game every night.
It is. I mean, there's no rest period for that opposing pitcher each given night. There's no downtime where, oh, I can get through the bottom half, you know, take a little breather with the 7-8-9. No, not on this Braves team. You know, I mentioned the Texas Rangers. They're very similar, top to bottom. There's just no rest for that opposing pitcher, and that mentally wears on your opponent over time. When, you know, you go into that pitcher's meeting before you have that 3-4 game set, and it's like, all right, well, we can get to this part in the lineup, but you know, these three are kind of easy out. No, when you come to the Braves, it's like there's nowhere to hide. So they're going to be pretty formidable going forward. As we know now, baseball's changed over the years. Now we go to 12 playoff spots. The postseason is you got to win 4 series to win the World Series, and it's a different dynamic. A little easier to get in the postseason as in the past, where 162 was really important. You had to grind it out, and only the best teams got to the postseason. Not the case anymore, but equally as tough to get to that World Series and win that World Series. So Braves are setting up as good as anybody, and hopefully, you know, I haven't got really an update on Fried or Kyle Wright. I don't think they're coming back in the near future, but the fact that they're still doing it without those two big guys in that rotation, especially a year ago, pretty impressive.
Well, the good news is that Max Fried is now throwing bullpen sessions, so they expect him to maybe by the end of July that he will be back, not too long after the All-Star break. So fingers crossed that he does come back. But, Brett, I want to ask you about Ozzie Albies, because you obviously were a great second baseman. What is it about Ozzie that makes him so good? You know, this was a guy that did not have a lot of power when he was down in the minor leagues, and now he's a 30-home-run second baseman. You know, is it a physical maturity? Is it something else? Like what makes a guy that wasn't necessarily a power-hitting guy in the minors come up and develop into that kind of power hitter?
Well, it's just not only is it the physical, but it's the mental. It's the experience. You know, we all go through experience. I remember coming up through the minor leagues, and I was known as an offensive second baseman, you know, a guy that was going to hit 15 or 20 home runs, and I did that early in my career. All of a sudden, I hit 20, then I hit 25. Then next thing you know, I had a couple years in the 30s. So it's something that comes with just experience, knowing yourself, knowing the pitching. You know, once you get the biggest fear we have as hitters, as big league established hitters is, when we don't know our opponent. You know, that young guy comes up from AAA. He's got a lot of fanfare, but we don't have a lot on him. You know, we don't have a lot of video. It's almost nicer to go into a situation where I had to face a Roger Clemens or a Pedro Martinez, because at least I know what I'm getting. The unknown is the biggest thing. I equate that to being a young hitter in the big leagues. We haven't seen these guys, but once you get around the league a few times, now, you know, an Albies goes into an opposing stadium. He knows that rotation. He knows those guys. He's got a little history. So it's a maturation process. Yes, physically you mature as time goes on, and you grow into it. But it's more the experience and the technique. So I just looked him up, and I'm thinking, you know, I know he was hitting some home runs this year, but having 18, possibly 20 at the All-Star break, that's a big number. So pretty impressive that you're getting that from him. You knew he was going to give you power, but to be on pace for close to 40 home runs, I didn't expect that out of him. He's doing a great job, and Olson's just blowing up. He's a guy. Only I had Olson when he was an A-ball. I worked for the A's. I was a special assistant. I spent a lot of time with those young A's, and there was Matt Chapman was the third baseman. Olson was the first baseman, and from that day, I knew this kid is special, and one day might be one of those 50 home run guys. I don't say that lightly, because 50 is a lot. But he's definitely shown he's got that potential.
Brett Boone, host of the Brett Boone Podcast and Odyssey Original, joining me here on the WaitFor.com hotline. You talk about evolutions in the game. Isn't it kind of crazy now that, you know, we see shortstops and second basemen be 20, 30, 40 home run types of guys? I mean, you know, I grew up in an era that, you know, again, it was the Mark Belangers and the Dwayne Kuipers of the world.
Right.
You know, I mean, it was those kind of, you know, one homer, no homer guys, hit 220, but play really good defense. Now you see these guys that can mash, they're outstanding defensive players. I mean, that seems like one of the big evolutions of baseball, is just the play of middle infielders over about the last 30, 40 years.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Even when I came into the game and throughout my career, it was, you know, myself, Robbie Alomar, Craig Biggio, Jeff Kent. You know, we were 5'10". Maybe the bigger guys in the middle were 6 foot. Cal Ripken, I remember when I first came into the game, he was an anomaly, how big he was playing shortstop. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, he'd just be a run-of-the-mill shortstop, you know. These guys are getting bigger. They're getting stronger. I walk into a locker room, I see a guy like DJ LeMahieu for the Yankees playing second base, and I'm figuring, you know, DJ's a big guy. I stand next to him. This guy's 6'4". And, you know, that was unheard of in my day. Like I said, it was myself. It was the out. We were these 5'10", compact guys that played the middle, you know, because we had to be – that was kind of what was written on, yeah, middle infielders, you're a slick fielder, and, you know, you're not the taller guys. The taller guys have a problem. Not anymore. You know, it's just, it's loaded. That middle infield, it seems like where all the talent is. And they're a lot of fun to watch. The athleticism in the game has come so far just in the last 20 years. You know, I remember being really critical of middle infielders being a middle infielder. So I guess I had a little bias as a player, but defensively I would really, you know, there's not too many guys I put on a pedestal as being elite defenders. I watched the game today, and there's elite defenders all over the infield, and not just one or two here and there. There's a lot more. The physicality is getting better in the game, like you said, the evolution of the game. But it's pretty cool to see how these shortstops have turned into, they're beasts. I mean, they're big and strong and hit 40 home runs and steal bases. A lot of fun to watch. I think it's cool.
You mentioned about Ronald Acuna Jr. and the 35 stolen bases that he's got this year. I mean,
oh, he's got 35. That's right. He got one last night.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, Brett, I really think that this is one of the things that is great about some of the rule changes this year is that we're seeing an increase in stolen base attempts. And I love that aspect of the game. Again, you know, I watch those Cardinal teams and such. I mean, with the Vince Colemans and the Willie McGees and the Tom Hurs and the Ozzie Smiths.
Right.
I mean, just watching those teams. And look, I've always talked about one of the things that the Braves, I thought, didn't at times utilize enough of is their speed. But when you look at Ronnie and Ozzie and Michael Harris, I mean, the Braves have a lot of team speed. And I think they do a really effective job here these last couple of years of not only with the stolen base attempts, but, you know, going from first to third, you know, a ball that hits at the wall and the guy's on first, they can score runs. I mean, that weapon is just, I think, not utilized enough in all of baseball.
I think, you know, I was just asked about this recently, and I went into this offseason, I heard the rule changes, and the mind that I have, and I you know, I hesitate to say old school, but I'm a purist when it comes to the game. Less change for me is always better. You know, I don't like change of the game. It's the greatest game in the world, in my opinion, for a reason, and less is better. So this offseason, you know, I heard about the pitch clock, and the pitcher can disengage twice. And I thought, well, that's crazy because it's going to give, and it does, it gives the base stealer, especially the elite base stealers, a huge edge. And I was kind of skeptical going in, but I went into it with an open mind. I'm surprised that I'm satisfied with the product. I think it's a better product because of the rules that were implemented this year. I think it's a swifter game. I think the fans really like it, which is probably in the end is the most important thing. But I think we got a little lackadaisical as an organization. When I say organization, I mean Major League Baseball, as taking our time, being lethargic. Now the guys know they got to get in the box. They got to be ready to go. And I think as a result of that, just organically, there's a lot more action. There's a lot more balls being put in play because you got to be ready. You got to be in the box. Pitchers got to be ready to go. And I think that's just organically because of that. More balls are getting put in play because of the rules with the pitchers. More people are stealing second base or attempting to steal second base. I think that's what the rules were designed to do, is to just incentivize guys to start running more and getting back to those St. Louis Cardinals you were talking about. There were some great teams and fun teams. So I think it's been nothing but a home run all around for baseball, these new rules. And I was the biggest skeptic, and I was wrong. I'm pleasantly surprised.
Brett, last question for you. You know, I want to get your thoughts about this because, again, you mentioned about being an old school guy, and you also mentioned about working with Matt Olson when he was in single-A baseball. You know, I look at this Oakland A situation, and it's really frustrating and disheartening, whether it's Rob Manfred and his comments, whether it's the A's ownership. Baseball should be in Oakland. I mean, you know, again, in my lifetime, I mean, you know, the 70s Oakland A's, the 80s Oakland A's with the Ricky Hendersons, obviously, you know, the Mulder, Zito, Hudson era, Jose Canseco and Mark. I mean, baseball should be in Oakland, and this has been one of the great franchises in American League history. How has it gone so wrong that now we're looking at them being in Las Vegas? How have things gone so wrong for what has been one of the great stalwart franchises of the American League?
Well, you mentioned it. You know, the 70s when they were back-to-back and the Catfish Hunters and Reggie Jackson in the middle of that lineup. Gaylord Perry, I believe. No, maybe not Gaylord Perry. I'm trying to think. The gentleman that passed away, Vita Blue, the great Vita Blue, yeah, who we lost here recently. Those games. And then fast forward to, you're right, the Bash Brothers era, where they won a World Series with Canseco, McGuire, Ricky, Eckersley, you know, Dave Stewart. And then fast forward once again to my era, the early 2000s, and going in and seeing Hudson, Zito, Mulder. The A's are a storied franchise, like you say. They've got a lot of history. It would be a shame for them to leave the Oakland area and go to a Las Vegas. I think Las Vegas eventually is going to be the home of another major league franchise. I think when the expansion comes, Vegas is definitely going to be there. I hope, and I know they're signing the papers and the landsmen have agreed on and all that, but I hope at the end something happens where they find a way to get it built in Oakland. And whether the ownership's got to change, well, then the ownership's got to change. But it would be a shame for them to leave Oakland. I think what happened, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not sure of the facts here, but what I'm hearing is 20, 25 years ago, Oakland did have the rights to San Jose if they were going to expand and build a stadium. I think since then, something happened. There was a negotiation, and the San Francisco Giants ended up having rights to that San Jose property. So now Oakland's thinking, we'll go to San Jose, and the Giants are going, oh, no, you won't. That's our property now. That's our fan base. So I think that's there's a lot of back and forth. There's a lot of red tape on whose fan base is who. The Giants have a say in a lot of Oakland's moves. But I think for the good of the game, they got to get something done in the city of Oakland. They need a new stadium. That Coliseum, when I first broke into the league, was a beautiful stadium. It was open air. It was almost like a Dodger Stadium looking out, beyond center field. But once they closed it in, they made it for football and baseball friendly. It's just not one of the nicest parks. Fans don't like going to the stadium. As a hitter, I liked hitting there. But that doesn't matter when you're talking about getting butts in the seats. They want to go to that new state-of-the-art stadium, because the majority of the big leagues, with the exception of Oakland and Tampa Bay, do have that brand new fancy bells and whistle stadium. I think that's the future of baseball. I think that's really not the future, but the current climate of baseball. Stadium equals people come, revenue. Same with the NFL, and I think that's the formula. You got to have that new stadium to attract the fans. So I hope something gets worked out. I hope they don't go to Vegas. Like I said, Vegas is going to have a franchise, whether it's the Oakland A's or an expansion team in the coming years. But I'd love to see the Oakland A's stay in Oakland.
Yeah.
Because right now, it's pathetic right now.
Yeah.
That's a AAA team.
Yep.
They don't pay. And I'm thinking, too, with Oakland, what they're doing, and their payroll is so low, is there something that needs to be addressed in the future? I know there's not a cap in Major League Baseball, but you go through a threshold, and there's a luxury tax. Should there be a luxury tax if you don't pay enough? I think that needs to be addressed with the state of the Oakland A's right now and how low that payroll is. That needs to be addressed. Is there a bottom as well as a ceiling?
Yeah, and we saw, when that floor came in, that the idea of when the Montreal Expos were about to move to Washington, right? I mean, we saw that all of a sudden you started dumping payroll, and, again, at some point you have to have a floor, I believe. I mean, if you're gonna penalize teams for overspending, you should penalize them for, underspending as well. But that's a discussion for another day. Brett Boone is the host of the Brett Boone Podcast, an Odyssey original. Make sure you follow the Brett Boone Podcast on the Odyssey app, wherever you subscribe to get your podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at TheBoone29. He joined me here on the WaitFor.com hotline. Brett, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. Thanks for a few minutes here in Atlanta. We will certainly chat again soon.
My pleasure. Thanks.
You got it. John Chuck, we will be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out at the Kia Studios Monday night with you. 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Braves and Twins sit at 1-1 right now, so top of the sixth inning for Spencer Strider. He's 5 2/3 of the way through, 3 hits, 1 run, 9 strikeouts. The only mistake he gave was Joey Gallo, a home run ball, but 79 pitches. So, again, Strider probably will get through 6, barely over 80 pitches, and let's see if he comes out for the 7th inning. No real reason to, again, he made one mistake to Joey Gallo. Other than that, he's been outstanding tonight. Just a couple of hits besides the home run and nine strikeouts through five and two-thirds innings. So we'll see. Sonny Gray's been up to the task as well. He's got five innings, five hits, a run, four strikeouts, and a walk. He's got 78 pitches. So good pitching matchup. Sonny Gray with a 2.51 ERA. Strider now at 3.79 for his ERA. So let's see if Strider gets through this pretty quickly here and then see if he comes out for the seventh inning. And again, if Strider's going to roll right along, then leave him in the game. Sorry. I mean he's only at 80. He's right now at 82 pitches with a couple of strikes. So let's say he goes 85 pitches. Leave him in. At least give him a chance to start the seventh because, again, with all due respect, it's probably better than any bullpen arm that you can bring out there. So just let him go out in the seventh. If he gets in trouble, get somebody up and, you know, just go from there. So we'll see what happens here. But anyway, Strider gets out of the inning. So, again, six innings, 1-1 Braves. LSU and Florida. LSU is hammering the Florida Gators right now. It is now 9-2 in the top of the fourth inning. 9-2. The LSU Tigers got six in the second, three here in the fourth, and the Florida Gators got a couple of runs in the bottom of the first. But looks like LSU may end up winning the College World Series. They're up 9-2 right now. So we'll see if Florida's got any kind of comeback in all of that. So we'll keep up to date on both games as they roll along here. Obviously, Florida and LSU playing for the college national championship. And again, all SEC. What, South Carolina, wasn't it a few years ago that they won back-to-back championships in the SEC? So obviously the SEC, a very good baseball conference as well. Not just football, but certainly a very good baseball conference. All right, let's get to something that we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So NFL quarterback Aaron was at a conference that was put on by the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies. It's the largest U.S. advocacy group, and it took place months after Colorado voters decided to join Oregon in decriminalizing psychedelic mushrooms. Quote from Aaron Rodgers: "Is it not ironic that the things that actually expand your mind are illegal and the things that keep you in the lower chakras and dumb you down have been legal for centuries?" Now, again, he's talked about taking this, what is it called, the ayahuasca? Okay, here are some of the things that you get with ayahuasca, okay? Quote, "Those who drink ayahuasca report seeing shapes and colors and going on dreamlike journeys that can last several hours. Some say they can encounter dead relatives as well as friends and an assortment of spirits who talk to them." Cuckoo, cuckoo. Sorry. I had something caught in my throat. Cuckoo. And again, he's talked about doing this himself. He said it's been radically life-changing. He's talked to several of his teammates about it. "The response from other people in the sports industry has been incredible. To see basketball players and baseball players and surfers and entertainers and my own teammates and colleagues across the league reach out and either share their story about their own medicine journey or ask to be a part of an upcoming one was pretty special." Yeah, again, everybody's looking for a release, right? Ayahuasca is defined as a psychoactive beverage native to South America and is often used for religious, ritualistic, or medicinal purposes. He also, Aaron called out the bums who have criticized him after he discussed his experiences. Quote, because I guarantee you all these bums who want to come after me online about my experience and stuff, they've never tried it. Yeah, because we don't want to have our brain freaking fried. I don't want to see dead spirits and shapes and colors. I don't need psychoactive drugs, smoking mushrooms or whatever. No thanks. I'm good over here. Hey, put me in the good over here category of not having psychotropic mushrooms that I'm ingesting. He added that his success on the football field after using ayahuasca after the 2019 season makes it hard to dismiss his views. You know, it's going to be hard to cancel me because, you know, the previous year, 26 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, we had a good season. Ayahuasca, 48 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, MVP. What are you going to say? That you're cuckoo, cuckoo. That's what I'm going to say. Again, maybe it's the dead spirit of Brett Favre and Bart Starr. Oh, those guys aren't dead? Oh, okay. Rogers 39 said he wants to change the conversation by dispelling these archaic myths about the dangers of psychedelics or the negative side effects and start to share the actual wisdom and truth about it. He said he believes the way to, quote, move the conversation forward, unquote, is for others to be comfortable to discuss their own experiences. Yes, let's all talk about our experiences inhaling mushrooms or doing psychotropic drugs or... Yes, let's talk about experiences having conversations with dead relatives and friends and seeing shapes and colors. They say surveyors of tea drinkers have reported the most experience a range of physical and mental effects after drinking ayahuasca. The most common physical reaction, according to the study by the PLOS Global Health, was vomiting or nausea. Yeah, because that's what happens when you get high and drunk. You start vomiting and puking. No thanks. I don't need to talk to dead relatives and start hucking it up. Sorry, put me in the good over here category. Let's see. I know what I'll do on a Saturday night. I'll inhale some mushrooms, drink this drink, talk to dead relatives, and start vomiting. Gee, honey, sign me up for that. That sounds like a fun Saturday night. That was when I was 22 when I did all that. At 51, no thanks. A majority of the participants also reported seeing and hearing things, feeling alone, or having nightmares. Sign me up. Let's talk to dead relatives, heave, and be depressed, and have nightmares. Sounds like a great night. Sounds like all the fun in the world. Though almost all those reporting mental effects felt that they were beneficial to their growth. How is it beneficial to vomit and talk to dead people and have nightmares? But I'm better. I feel better now. According to the study, 2.3% of those surveyed reported needing medical attention after taking ayahuasca. Oh, God. Listen, whatever works for Aaron, right? The retreats, what was the thing he was in? The
dark bunker? Cave or whatever.
Yeah, the dark cave bunker.
His darkness retreat.
Yeah, darkness retreat. Yes. Whatever works, man. I mean, it's not like he's got any God-given ability or anything like that, right? To play football, right? It's all because of psychotropic drugs and, you know, hallucinations and everything like that. What's he talking to, the ghost of Jerry Kramer? Or, I mean, sorry. I mean, again, you know, whatever works for you, okay? I'm not so sure, though, that we need to make this a nationwide, let's get, you know, high on our drinks and mushrooms type of deal, you know? Because let me tell you what ends up filtering down. You know when I started drinking alcohol?
17. I'm just throwing a number out there. I was 18.
Try harder.
15.
15?
Okay. Am I going the wrong way?
You're going the right way.
Really?
Yes. I was 13 when I started drinking.
Wow.
My buddy Frank Manello, we lived on Lake Cable. Frank Manello would bring his grandma made it. I was with a name like Manello, right?
Right.
You know, good Italian?
Yeah.
His grandparents made homemade wine.
Oh, yeah.
He brought homemade wine over, and we would go out on the pontoon boat and get blasted at 13 after school. Guess what happens? Things filter down to kids. I don't want my daughter to get into ayahuasca and see dead relatives and vomit and have nightmares. No thanks. I'm good over here. Let's just stay where we're at. Let's get some more research on all of this before we start getting South American cocktails that are made from hallucinogenic chemical. Oh my God. A.A. Ron sounds like he's on hallucinogenic mushrooms or something. That's what's bugging Chuck Reed. Top of the hour. This Braves offense is rolling. I'll give you some of the historical numbers that they may be approaching when all is said and done. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, and after the game, Odyssey.com app.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuck Reshow. Hanging out in the Kia Studios Monday night with you. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Braves and Twins sit at 1-1 right now. So top of the sixth inning for Spencer Strider. He's 5 2/3 of the way through. Three hits, one run, nine strikeouts. The only mistake he gave was Joey Gallo, a home run ball, but 79 pitches. So, again, Strider probably will get through six, barely over 80 pitches, and let's see if he comes out for the seventh inning. No real reason to, you know, again, he made one mistake to Joey Gallo. Other than that, he's been outstanding tonight. Just a couple of hits besides the home run and nine strikeouts through 5 2/3 innings. So we'll see. Sonny Gray's been up to the task as well. He's got five innings, five hits, a run, four strikeouts, and a walk. He's got 78 pitches. So good pitching matchup. Sonny Gray with a 2.51 ERA. Strider now at 3.79 for his ERA. So let's see if Strider gets through this pretty quickly here and then see if he comes out for the seventh inning. And again, if Strider's going to roll right along, then leave him in the game. Sorry. I mean, he's only at 80. He's right now at 82 pitches with a couple of strikes. So let's say he goes 85 pitches. Leave him in. At least give him a chance to start the seventh because, again, with all due respect, it's probably better than any bullpen arm that you can bring out there. So just let him go out in the seventh. If he gets in trouble, get somebody up and, you know, just go from there. So we'll see what happens here. But anyway, Strider gets out of the inning. So, again, six innings, 1-1 Braves. LSU and Florida. LSU is hammering the Florida Gators right now. It is now 9-2 in the top of the fourth inning, 9-2. The LSU Tigers got six in the second, three here in the fourth, and the Florida Gators got a couple of runs in the bottom of the first, but looks like LSU may end up winning the College World Series. They're up 9-2 right now, so we'll see if Florida's got any kind of comeback in all of that. So we'll keep up to date on both games as they roll along here. Obviously, Florida and LSU playing for the College National Championship. And again, all SEC. What, South Carolina, wasn't it a few years ago that they won back-to-back championships in the SEC? So obviously the SEC, a very good baseball conference as well. Not just football, but certainly a very good baseball conference. All right, let's get to something that we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So NFL quarterback Aaron was at a conference that was put on by the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies. It's the largest U.S. advocacy group, and it took place months after Colorado voters decided to join Oregon in decriminalizing psychedelic mushrooms. Quote from Aaron Rodgers: "Is it not ironic that the things that actually expand your mind are illegal and the things that keep you in the lower chakras and dumb you down have been legal for centuries?" Now, again, he's talked about taking this, what is it called, the ayahuasca? Okay, here are some of the things that you get with ayahuasca, okay? Quote, "Those who drink ayahuasca report seeing shapes and colors and going on dreamlike journeys that can last several hours. Some say they can encounter dead relatives as well as friends and an assortment of spirits who talk to them." Cuckoo, cuckoo, sorry. I had something caught in my throat. Cuckoo. And again, he's talked about doing this himself. He said it's been radically life-changing. He's talked to several of his teammates about it. The response from other people in the sports industry has been incredible. To see basketball players and baseball players and surfers and entertainers and my own teammates and colleagues across the league reach out and either share their story about their own medicine journey or ask about or ask to be a part of an upcoming one was pretty special. Yeah, again, everybody's looking for a release, right? Ayahuasca is defined as a psychoactive beverage native to South America and is often used for religious, ritualistic, or medicinal purposes. He also, Aaron called out the bums who have criticized him after he discussed his experiences. Quote, because I guarantee you all these bums who want to come after me online about my experience and stuff, they've never tried it. Yeah, because we don't want to have our brain freaking fried. I don't want to see dead spirits and shapes and colors. I don't need psychoactive drugs, smoking mushrooms or whatever. No thanks. I'm good over here. Hey, put me in the good over here category of not having psychotropic mushrooms that I'm ingesting. He added that his success on the football field after using ayahuasca after the 2019 season makes it hard to dismiss his views. You know, it's going to be hard to cancel me because, you know, the previous year, 26 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. We had a good season. Ayahuasca, 48 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, MVP. What are you going to say? That you're cuckoo, cuckoo. That's what I'm going to say. Again, maybe it's the dead spirit of Brett Favre and Bart Starr. Oh, those guys aren't dead? Oh, okay. Rogers 39 said he wants to change the conversation by dispelling these archaic myths about the dangers of psychedelics or the negative side effects and start to share the actual wisdom and truth about it. He said he believes the way to, quote, move the conversation forward, unquote, is for others to be comfortable to discuss their own experiences. Yes, let's all talk about our experiences inhaling mushrooms. Or doing psychotropic drugs or... Yes, let's talk about experiences having conversations with dead relatives and friends and seeing shapes and colors. They say surveyors of tea drinkers have reported the most experienced a range of physical and mental effects after drinking ayahuasca. The most common physical reaction, according to the study... by the PLOS Global Health, was vomiting or nausea. Yeah, because that's what happens when you get high and drunk. You start vomiting and puking. No thanks. I don't need to talk to dead relatives and start hucking it up. Sorry, put me in the good over here category. Let's see. I know what I'll do on a Saturday night. I'll inhale some mushrooms, drink this drink, talk to dead relatives and start vomiting. Gee, honey, sign me up for that. That sounds like a fun Saturday night. That was when I was 22 when I did all that. At 51, no thanks. A majority of the participants also reported seeing and hearing things, feeling alone, or having nightmares. Sign me up. Let's talk to dead relatives. Heave and be depressed and have nightmares. Sounds like a great night. Sounds like all the fun in the world. Though almost all those reporting mental effects felt that they were beneficial to their growth. How is it beneficial to vomit and talk to dead people and have nightmares? But I'm better. I feel better now. According to the study, 2.3% of those surveyed reported needing medical attention after taking ayahuasca. Oh, God. Listen, whatever works for A.A. Ron, right? The retreats, what was the thing he was in?
The dark bunker? Cave or whatever.
Yeah, the dark cave bunker.
His darkness retreat.
Darkness retreat. Yes. Whatever works, man. I mean, it's not like he's got any God-given ability or anything like that, right? To play football, right? It's all because of psychotropic drugs and, you know, hallucinations and everything like that. What's he talking to, the ghost of Jerry Kramer? Whatever works for you, okay? I'm not so sure, though, that we need to make this a nationwide, let's get, you know, high on our drinks and mushrooms type of deal, you know? Because let me tell you what ends up filtering down. You know when I started drinking alcohol?
17. I'm just throwing a number out there. I was 18.
Try harder.
15.
15?
Okay. Am I going the wrong way?
You're going the right way.
Really?
Yes. I was 13 when I started drinking.
Wow.
My buddy Frank Manello, we lived on Lake Cable. Frank Manello would bring his grandma made it. I was with a name like Manello, right?
Right.
You know, good Italian.
Yeah.
His grandparents made homemade wine.
Oh, yeah.
He brought homemade wine over, and we would go out on the pontoon boat and get blasted at 13 after school. Guess what happens? Things filter down to kids. I don't want my daughter to get into ayahuasca and see dead relatives and vomit and have nightmares. No thanks. I'm good over here. Let's just stay where we're at. Let's get some more research on all of this before we start getting South American cocktails that are made from hallucinogenic chemical. Oh my God. A.A. Ron sounds like he's on hallucinogenic mushrooms or something. That's a fucking chuckery. Top of the hour. This Braves offense is rolling. I'll give you some of the historical numbers that they may be approaching when all is said and done. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, and after the game, Odyssey.com app.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year. I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.